The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolien Marks.
Oof, did you just shade that singer? Wow!
It's a terrible song. I mean, I feel really sorry for her. And like, you know, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but it's a bad song. Rolien, have you heard it?
Honey, until you have heard my neighbors do Friday afternoon karaoke, you have not wanted to rip your ears off so fast. But actually, you raise an interesting point. Let's talk about the Abraham Accords and is it filtering down to the public? Because Morocco is one of the few countries in the world that have made teaching anti-Semitism a priority in their curriculum. And I think the authorities are very aware of decades of anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment and are looking to course correct. So it is a long process. You know, we've seen the absolute love fest between Israelis and the UAE on Twitter, on other social media platforms. We can see the incredible lightning fast speed at which normalization and good relations are taking place. And at this juncture, I just want to say kol hakavod or mabruk to all our wonderful friends in the UAE for racing to Mars, for beating other countries to get their spacecraft to be one of the first, if not the first, to land on the red planet. This is the Hope spacecraft and a tremendous, tremendous achievement for the UAE. But in other countries, Morocco, the Sudan's another one, the love fest is a little slow in taking off the ground. And we understand that. And we understand that really decades of suspicion, of hate speech, of indoctrination has to be undone. And it's going to take time. You know, we're not expecting it to happen overnight, but the steps in the right direction have been taken.
Okay, that's an interesting take, and thank you for that. Let's move to Israel. Let's move to the COVID situation, which really positive news appearing to come out of Israel right now.
A lot has been happening over the last couple of days, so let's unpack it. And in just recently, at least 400 Palestinians who are residents of East Jerusalem and who do have work permits to work in Israel have received their COVID-19 vaccines at a checkpoint at Calandia Crossing. Magin David Adom has been there on the scene, and they have said Palestinians can come and be vaccinated, including those who have Palestinian Authority identity cards and work permits, and the station will be open until the end of today. So this is one of the first official steps taken to try and immunize Palestinians who work in Israel. Yesterday, the construction industry called for their contractors to please be vaccinated by Israel. So we are starting to see this happen, even though Israel is not responsible for the vaccination of Palestinian civilians. This falls under the remit of the Palestinian Authority as per their request just a couple of weeks ago and as per the Oslo Accords. And we also don't want to tread or run riot on the autonomy of the Palestinian Authority with regards to their health system. Also news in is that the city of Tel Aviv have started to vaccinate any asylum seekers or migrant workers in that city. They've taken responsibility for that. So we are starting to see that happen as well. And very moving scenes of asylum seekers and migrants lining up with Israelis to receive their vaccine. I mean, I'm just moved that Israelis are lining up, but that's a whole other story. So far, we've been extremely, extremely well behaved. I will be going for my second
Not all of
journey,
you. Not all of you. Your president.
Well, not all of us.
Your president attended a funeral with 100 people against regulations very recently. Why?
Well, it was his brother-in-law. So I think, you know, before we all jump on poor President Rivlin and attack him. We also have to look at the relation, and perhaps some of the other attendees of the funeral shouldn't have been there. But, you know, before the Israeli authorities want to criticize the president, they might want to get other sectors of society under control. I know that's easier said than done. But it was the PA, the president's brother-in-law, and perhaps other people should have respected the sensitivity and not have gone. So we have that. Yes, hearing you loud and clear, Ruby.
Stay
did you
home.
Hear that?
Yeah. No, I just, you know, can't be one law for one and not for another. It just doesn't work, and I think that's why you're struggling, because I think you've had a leadership problem right from the start. You know, Bibi inviting people over for dinner. Anyway, let's move on. Let's.
You know, show me a country where the leaders have been exemplary and are completely COVID proof. I mean, we've seen examples in nearly every country in the world where there have been those in government who have flouted the rules. So I think that, you know, we can't just single out Israel. We have to look at it as a global issue. And it doesn't make it right, but I think we can't just single out one country for any transgression. So, yeah, so that's that, but very exciting for us, especially for me, because, you know, calories aren't going to burn themselves. We are hoping to start opening gyms, malls, restaurants, cultural entertainment from the 23rd of February, but only to those who are vaccinated. So unfortunately, if you've tested COVID negative but haven't been vaccinated, you won't be allowed in. You have to have received your COVID vaccine to allow for that to happen. And also, news coming in from the Israeli Tourism Authority just earlier today is that if you are coming into the country via the land or via the sea, via various crossings, you will have to have a negative coronavirus test conducted in 72 hours, as is the same for air travel. And if you violate that, you will be fined 2,500 shekels. And just a reminder, the airport is still closed. It is expected to be closed until the 20th of February.
Let's move on to the ICC, a hugely concerning move, as we've discussed this week. But positive news that Germany and Hungary apparently joining the list of states opposing the investigation.
Well, the good news is there is a list of states that are growing opposing this investigation. You know, we can count Germany, Hungary, the United States, Australia, Austria, Canada, Brazil, Uganda, and the Czech Republic, who have said that, you know, they oppose this. They are concerned about the politicizing of the ICC for this very matter. And even though these countries are supportive of a two-state solution, a state for Palestinians as well, which is not a big break from the accepted solution, they say that they are concerned that the ICC is trying to act have a jurisdiction over an area that it has no jurisdiction. The country said that while they support the right for Palestinians to have a state, they currently don't have a state and are therefore not under the jurisdiction of the ICC, which only governs a sovereign state. And Israel is not a signatory to the Rome Statute, which takes Israel out of their jurisdiction. So why are they concentrating here? And again, I'm going to say, we can't look at Israel in a vacuum, as many tend to do. We also have to look at situations around the world, and we want to just gently, or maybe not so gently, swivel the chairs of the jurists conducting this investigation towards China and the treatment of Uyghur Muslims who are being rounded up and sent into concentration camps, raped, sterilized, and a genocide starting there. So we want to say, you know, maybe you should look at other areas where perhaps you do have jurisdiction and you do honor your mandate, which is to safeguard the human rights of all peoples, especially in the case of genocide.
Ro, you have 50 seconds to talk to us about the UAE withdrawing aid from UNRWA.
Very interestingly, the Minister of International Cooperation, I love that title. It's so much more friendly than, you know, like others. He has come out and said that the UAE took the decision to withhold aid to UNRWA in 2019. This was before the signing of the Abraham Peace Accords, which I find very, very interesting. And he said that, you know, they need to look at ways in which any aid to the Palestinians, and especially to bodies like this, could be better put to use. And, yeah, very interesting that this decision was taken a while ago, before we were all big mates, or, as we say, big chavers on social media and Twitter.
Rolene Marks, thanks for making my time load. We'll chat tomorrow.
I promise to always make up your time limit. I aim to please.
Thank you so much, Ro.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.